Nick Verrios, fashion design chair at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, flew to Los Angeles from New York just to get a close-up look at some of the costumes from the Oscar-nominated movies. For Verrios, they are of professional interest, but they are also much more than pretty clothes. They tell stories about the actors and how costume designers work.
You notice a little bit of details, the cowboy boots that Leonardo DiCaprio wears. That is to make him look powerful, strong. The moccasins for Brad Pitt, that's also to give him a little bit of power, because it takes a really strong guy to be rocking some moccasins. But it's also a nod to what was going on during that time, the hippie rebellion.
Costume designer Ariane Phillips was working on the costumes for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it wasn't easy for her to work with Tarantino, Verrios says.
She went to Tarantino's house in the Hollywood Hills and had to read the script. Took her 2.5 hours, no phone, no pen, no paper, and then she immediately ran into her car to take notes, to remember, because she wasn't allowed to do any of that.
Another movie that became the costume design nominee at this year's Oscars was Joker, and the man behind the costumes, Mark Bridges.
Mark Bridges did a lot of research looking at photos from the Bronx, Harlem, the homeless, black and white photos from that time. This is the first clown we see Joaquin Phoenix in. This was inspired by Charlie Chaplin, the famous Charlie Chaplin and the Tramp.
Sometimes actors only agree to wear certain brands of clothing or certain materials, refusing to put on leather things, for example. However, most actors take the costume design process with a dose of patience.
Robert De Niro, he had to do 4-hour fittings, and he did 10 to 12 of these.
For the movie The Irishman, costume designer Sandy Powell had to copy styles from multiple time periods. The result is gangsters that don't have a typical look.
Now, when we think of gangsters, these kind of gangsters, we usually think of what we call peacock. You know, like the, I want to show off. These weren't. These guys didn't want to show off. You knew who did show off? Their wives.
Costume designer Jacqueline Doran with the film Little Women and Mayus Rubio with the movie Jojo Rabbit are among the other nominees in the category.
This is Mayus Rubio. She's the first Latina to be nominated for a Best Costume Design Award for the Oscars. Now, the movie takes place in Nazi Germany, so we're talking World War II. The director, he wanted the movie to look a little bit more colorful, more fun. He wanted it to look like through the eyes of a 10-year-old. Now, you look at the colors in Jojo Rabbit. It starts out very bright and colorful, but as Jojo begins to realize what's really going on in his around his world, the colors get a little darker, a little more muted.
On the red carpet, however, the gowns and tuxedos will likely be as sparkling and unpredictable as ever, says Verrios. One thing we know for certain, though, they will be beautiful.